If you're ready to get out of your own way to follow the seven-figure science of success, then welcome to Sell Without Selling. Tune in with renowned international speaker Stacey O'Byrne as she shows you how mastering relationships, achieving the proper mindset, and attaining the necessary motivation will catapult you away from failure and onto your journey to greatness. And now, here is your host, Stacey O'Byrne.
Hi, I'm Stacey O'Byrne, and I get to hang out with successful entrepreneurs, business owners, sales professionals, and some of the top business influencers and thought leaders in the world. You see, I believe that it's important to learn the art and science of how to sell without selling, and that is the only way to achieve six and seven figure success. So, if you want to be a success magnet, attract quality people in your network, and significantly increase your sales and ultimately your success, then you're in the right place because this is the Sell Without Selling podcast.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sell Without Selling. I'm your host, Stacey O'Byrne, and I believe that learning the art and the science of how to sell without selling is the only way to achieve high six and seven figure success. I'm really excited to get into today's topic of the foundation of success and sales. And really quick, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, or sales professional, and you haven't hit the level of success that you've wanted or needed, or if you're stuck and you're needing a pivot in your business and your success, or you just want more, and you understand the importance of having a coach, surrounding yourself in a coaching environment, being in a group environment, surrounding yourself with like-minded entrepreneurs to help you identify blind spots, increase accountability, and help with success strategies to take you, your business, your income, and your success to the next level. If that sounds like something for you, then head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. There's a quick application there that will lead to a phone call with me to see if we're a great fit for each other. Okay, let's get into today's topic. You know, I just hung up with an interview for one of our podcasts, and I'm sitting here and I'm looking around my training room. I do all my interviews in my training room because it's a little more quiet. It allows some more flexibility and everything. And I'm looking around my training room and I have these canvases. They're actually made by a company called Iconic. I'll make sure that the link is in the show notes if you're interested. And as I'm looking around the training room, one that stands out the most for me, and there's actually two of them in here, it's an iceberg, and it's got success at the tip of the iceberg, and then it has everything below it. And inclusive of, I said I had two in here, I have one in here that is a tree. It's a beautiful tree, and it's got success on the top, and then all the roots represent something else. And as I was sitting here, I got really pulled into doing today's episode. So let me share with you. You know, the definition of success is however you define it. Reality is it's an accomplishment of something that you set out to achieve. What happens is you must define specifically what that is. What is it specifically that you want to achieve? And what happens is so many people give up. They give up because they see people's success and they're so used to this instant gratification that it distracts them from their mission, from their goal, from their purpose, from their why, from what it is they want to achieve and the strategy that they should have to back it so that they can take action. And they miss everything that happens that made that person, got that person the level of success that they're comparing themselves to. And as I'm looking at these canvases, it made me realize this is why so many don't achieve it. They really aren't aware of everything that goes under the iceberg. They really aren't aware of the root structure that is supporting that tree of success. And that's why I wanted to do today's episode, because for me, that root structure, if you're looking at the tree or the iceberg, if you're looking at the iceberg, it's the platform, it's the foundation that has not only created this success, grown this success, helped the success thrive, and also helped maintain the success. So as I'm looking at this, one of the very first items that fall underground, underneath the water, that people don't see is hard work. Look, reality is success doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't. And that being said, it does take work. It takes clarity. It takes purpose. It takes focus. It takes a strategy. It takes action. It takes fortitude. It takes you rolling up your sleeves and knowing it's okay to get dirty. And when I say dirty, I'm not talking from an integrity standpoint. I'm talking about doing the work, actually taking action, being productive. There is a difference between being busy and being productive. There is a difference between being active and being productive. Reality is, what we don't see is everything that successful person did in order to create the success that they have. And I've actually referenced it in a multitude of ways in different podcasts. Sleepless nights, stressful nights, you know, nights when their friends were going out and partying. As a matter of fact, I was listening to something that Gary Vee did years ago, The Audible, on one of his books. And in this book, he had turned around and he talked about, you know, his friends used to tell him how lucky he was. And he looked at him and said, I wasn't lucky. When you were out partying, when you were out, you know, being a frat boy, when you were out drinking beers and hanging out with all your buddies, I was in the warehouse stacking shelves and creating websites and shipping product. You know, he went through all the work that he was doing. You know, I learned a long time ago, and this is a quote that I have held dear to me, and that was, it seems like the more I sweat, the luckier I get. So the very first part of this foundation is hard work. Just because you work hard doesn't mean success has to be hard. It just means that you get to put in the dues. The second word to this foundation is persistence. You know, it's about being persistent. It's about being diligent. It's about being consistent in identifying the activities that work, the productivity that works, the activities that don't. It's about being diligent and persistent in going after your dreams, going after what it is you want, going after that success with every ounce of passion that you have. The persistence to know that failure is not an option, period. And it's the persistence to know I'm worth it. My prospective client is worth the excellence that I have to deliver. I'm worth the success that I get to pursue. My family is worth taking the vacations and having the time, money, freedom to live our life and our dreams. The next word that helps build this foundation of success is late nights. Reality is, being an entrepreneur is not a 9-to-5 job. Being an entrepreneur is not a 40-hour work week. As a matter of fact, you guys have seen all the memes out there. The entrepreneur will work 80 hours a week to avoid the 40-hour a week job. If you feel like you have to stamp a time clock, then being an entrepreneur, a business owner, or a successful sales professional is not for you, because there are going to be late nights. You are going to have deadlines. You are going to have visions and ideas that require you to go to market and go to market quick and be diligent and persistent and work hard. And because of that, that doesn't happen in a 2-hour window, a 4-hour window, an 8-hour window, a 10-hour window. There are times when successful people do work more than 40-hour, 60-hour, 80-hour work weeks. It's the acceptance that there are going to be late nights, and it's allowing yourself to have the support and the love of your family when you're being persistent and working hard and working those nights to build the success that you've always dreamed of, desired, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that you deserve. And it's also knowing that sometimes when your friends are out drinking beer or at happy hour or going out to dinner or having those martinis, it's okay to forego that for now, because you're building the platform of success to stand on, the foundation that's going to carry you and your dreams to the level that you've always dreamed of and desire. The next level in this platform, in this foundation of success, is rejections. I can tell you flat out, in the very beginning, I was told no far more than I was ever told yes. And every no that I received, every rejection that I received, helped me understand what I was doing right and what I was doing wrong. Helped me understand who my right perspective client was and who at this time was not my right perspective client for now. See, no isn't a no to you. Sometimes it's a no to them. Sometimes they're foregoing their dreams, their desires, their destinies, because sometimes they're in their way. Sometimes they have the issues that they have, the obstacles, the blocks that they're choosing not to work through, and that's okay. Sometimes the no isn't delivered to you, it's delivered to them. Other times, the no is delivered to you, and that's all right too, because this helps you identify who your perfect prospective client is. This also helps you identify what it is that you're doing that works and what it is that you're doing that doesn't work. Rejections just make us better. Rejections just allow us to be more diligent, more persistent. One day you wake up and that ratio shifts. One day you start hearing yeses more than nos. Then one day the no's hardly ever come around. Look, today, yes, I own a multi-million dollar company. And reality is this, it's okay to hear no. And sometimes I still hear it. And sometimes it's about them. Sometimes they can't break through that obstacle that they're facing. And that's okay. You'll be there for them when they're ready. Sometimes that just tells me that I get to shift, I get to pivot, I get to do things differently. And that's all right too. Rejections help solidify our foundation. They help make our platform stronger. They help make us stronger. They help develop the root system for sustainability. Because not everything is easy and not everything is a yes. And when you can withstand the storm of the no, when you can withstand the storm of the rejection, then no matter how the environment changes, no matter how things shift around you, you have that root system to withstand it. The next platform, the next foundation for success is sacrifices. And I've referenced this in the hard work and the persistence and the late nights. Reality is, I can tell you there have been many times where I've been invited to go to Vegas on weekends or the mountains on weekends or skiing or to the beach or fill in the blank, whatever, happy hour or dinners. And I had a commitment. I had an obligation to my business, to my dream, to a coaching client, to a prospective client, to a Zoom, to a speaking engagement. I had a commitment to my schedule, to my plan, to my success. And sometimes that meant that I had to sacrifice the short-term gratification for the long-term dream attainment. Sometimes sacrifices are okay. It's okay to sacrifice the now, today, so that you can have the tomorrow of your dreams. And the one thing that I have learned through studying the wealthy is the wealthy have learned to postpone gratification. And when they postpone gratification, this allows them to build a solid foundation to stand on so that they can have gratification when they choose to. So sacrifices are okay. Make them. You're worth it. Your dreams are worth it. Your finances are worth it. Your business is worth it. Your purpose is worth it. Your prospective client is worth it. Your family is worth it. What's a sacrifice today turns into the perfect dream tomorrow. The next platform and foundation for success is discipline. And this is something that a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners, and sales professionals lack. They do a lot of start, stop, start, stop. They do a lot of scheduling and then they don't follow it. Or they wake up and they spray and pray and they ready, shoot, aim. And they really don't exercise the amount of discipline necessary to diligently, persistently achieve their goal the way they deserve to, the way they desire to, the way they need to. If they had a job, if they had an employer, they would be mandated to follow directions and to show up, because if they didn't show up, they would not have that job. Unfortunately, most entrepreneurs forget to show up for their business. They forget to show up for themselves and their purpose and their dreams. And because of that, that lack of discipline, that lack of follow-through, the lack of commitment ends up creating a scenario where they have a shaky, unstable platform and foundation, and they can't build the success that they want. The other foundation, the other part of the platform is doubts. Doubts, the itty-bitty shitty committee, the bully in the brain, that self-talk, how we doubt ourselves, how we lack belief in our capabilities, our abilities, our knowledge, our know-how, how we question ourselves on a continual basis, and how others doubt us, how others doubt that we can or that we should or that we could. And sometimes they project that so hard on us, it shuts us down, which then leads me to the other, and that's criticism. Criticism is a very solid platform for success. Sometimes criticism can be received as feedback, whether it's self-criticism or external criticism projected towards us. This feedback can be valuable. We can take out of it what serves us to make us better, to make us bigger, to make us brighter. And sometimes criticism has nothing to do with us. Sometimes criticism really has everything to do with others. Look at it this way. The more successful you become, the more people are going to have their eyes on you. And some people will have their eyes on you so that they can rise up and emulate what it is you're doing so that they can achieve what it is you're achieving. And sometimes people will have their eyes on you, and that critical eye is because it's stirring up angst in them. You're a reminder of what it is they could do and should do and don't. And because of that, they have to spew venom externally towards you because you're really living their dream. Sometimes the acceptance of criticism is allowing yourself the emotional intelligence to know, this I can grow from. And this other thing, that really has nothing to do with me and everything about them. And that emotional intelligence will help build your platform. If what it is gets spewed towards you, lands on you in a way that hits hard, that hurts, that's a growth opportunity for you. And allow yourself to take that growth opportunity and make yourself better and brighter. Anything that isn't productive or helps you get to the next level honestly has nothing to do with you and has everything to do with them. And they're looking inward and not happy with where they're at. So they have to take you down so that they can feel better about themselves. It's that easy. The next foundation, the next platform for success is failure. This is a very valuable platform. As a matter of fact, I attribute my success today to the failures of my yesterday. And the reason why is because I look at things that don't work as feedback. Anytime I do something where I'm going to say in air quotes, I fail, I look at it to get my learnings from it, to get my lessons from it. What worked? What didn't work? What can I do better? What can I do different? To me, that's not a failure. That's a learning. When I learn, I grow. When I grow, I get better. When I get better, I get bigger. When I get bigger, I can help and serve and make a bigger impact. For me, that's not failure. What failure is giving up. What failure is pushing away the lessons and the learnings. What failure is repeating the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Failure attributes to the strength of your root system. Failure attributes to the strength of your platform, of the foundation for your success. And last, and definitely not least, is risks. I was told a long time ago by a mentor and a friend of mine that entrepreneur, loosely translated, means risk taker for financial gain. Look, the one thing I've learned about being a business owner and entrepreneur is there is no ceiling, which means that your potentials are unlimited. The only limits that exist are the ones that you choose to impose on you. And when I say choose to impose on you, that has to do with time, with money, and with resources. If you don't know what you don't know, and you're not willing to expose those blind spots through coaching, through mentoring, through professional and personal development, you are making a choice to create a limit for yourself. The more you know, the more you grow. That's just the bottom line. And along with having no ceiling, as an entrepreneur and business owner, we also have no floor, which means that the bottom is really far because you can fall hard. And That's why we get to take the risks we take. Now, with the proper plan, with the proper knowledge, with the proper development and the proper skill sets and the proper mentorship and coaching, and by surrounding ourselves with like-minded entrepreneurs who have a success-open mindset, the more we continue to feed ourselves, the more we continue to grow, the more we focus on professional development and personal development, the more we insert ourselves into coaching environments, the lower that risk becomes, because everything you do then is planned, strategic, and calculated. And it's about doing the work, being persistent, knowing that there's going to be late nights, accepting the rejections, accepting the sacrifices, having the discipline to hold yourself to your plan and being accountable, accepting criticism as feedback that can move you forward or having nothing to do with you, accepting that there's going to be doubts and being able to work through them, accepting the fact that there really isn't any failure, only feedback, unless you choose not to take the feedback, and knowing without a shadow of a doubt that the only risks that ever exist are the ones that you show up and throw up and spray and pray and have no clear focus on, no clear plan and strategy. Your success is important to me, and it's important to me to make sure that these episodes are valuable to you. I would love for you to do three things right now. Head over to Instagram. When you head over to Instagram, look us up on at Pivot Point Advantage and follow us, like us. We interact a lot in there, and we always leave some tips for sales and success. Second, I would love for you to head over to Facebook right now and join our Sell Without Selling community. Head over to Facebook right now and join our Sell Without Selling community. We have an immense amount of community interaction there, and we're surrounded by incredible entrepreneurs in that group. And you actually have access to me personally, where we get to interact and engage. Last, I would love to chat with you. I would love to give feedback on these episodes and find out any topics that you're interested in to help make this more powerful and helpful to you achieving the success that you've always dreamed of, desired, and deserved. Head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. Let's get a 15-minute call on the schedule, see what else I can include in these episodes to help you achieve the success that you've always wanted to, so that you can have the ability to truly sell without selling. Always remember this: choice is a powerful thing, and suffering is always optional. Get out of your way so that you can get on your way, so that you can finally have your way. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Whether it's mastering your mindset, communication, or success, we have more ways to keep you on your journey to greatness. Be sure to visit us at pivotpointadvantage.com for exclusive online training programs, success-specific courses, and more ways to connect to Stacy directly to help you achieve the financial success you've always desired, dreamed, and deserved. That's all available on pivotpointadvantage.com.